From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, we present an amazing young talent, John New, from Somerset, Kentucky. Stay tuned for his story and his music as Red Barn Radio presents John New in tonight's solo performance on Red Barn Radio.
All the roads around here, they never change. I've been down everyone and they all look the same. Well, all the roads around here, they never change. I've been down everyone and they all look the same.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
Politics around here are the same as throughout the land. It took untales of quarter, a big hour, county law man. They say they serve the people, but they all stand. Answer to the rich man living up on the hill. All the roads around here, they never change. I've been down everyone and they all look the same. All the roads around here, they never change. I've been down everyone and they all look the same. Corporate world has our hardening and stranglehold. Every 5 feet here there sits a church. They meet three times a week for all that is worth. Well, all the roads around here, they never change. I've been down everyone and they all same. All the roads around here, they never change. I've been down everyone and they all look the same.
Please welcome Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm your host, Donald Mason, and I'm excited to be here for Red Barn Radio's 444th performance. We come to you live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in the beautiful downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Jonathan New. Jonathan's brand of music has been called down home and organic and touches on a variety of subjects, some serious, some storied, some silly, but all usually personal. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Red Barn stage, Jonathan New.
In my life, I've been blessed to sit at the feet of some of the best and wisest folk, but I must confess, haven't always listened. Well, their knowledge is immense, don't call them old, they're experienced. They paved the way at their expense and showed us how it's done. Well, they showed us how it's done. It's not about the now, but about the long run and what you leave behind to your children, and yesterday can't be undone. Well, they showed us how it's done, how to live by grace, how to have fun and unconditional love has no exceptions. They showed us how it's done. I know about this life and the reasons how and the reasons why, answers I have done. I don't possess a life degree, but what I have, thankfully, is the walk of the talk of those before me. Show me how it's done. Well, they showed us how it's done. It's not about the now, but about the long run and what you leave behind to your children, and yesterday can't be undone. Well, they showed us how it's done. It's about the race, but about the long run and what you leave behind to your children, and they showed us how it's done. Unconditional love has no exceptions. They showed us how it's done.
Welcome to the show. On your guitar case, the most prevalent sticker, other than another one we'll talk about later, is it's a mystery now, but I Heart Goats. How did it really come to the fact that you're just going to break down and write like a heartfelt but yet funny and kind of silly song about Carl?
You asked me why, but the question is, why not? You know. Really, don't... No, I don't know. He just needs his own theme song, man. He's got a lot of personality.
He just stands above all the other goats.
Yeah, he was the first one that I bought. My dad, he had goats, but I didn't get as involved with dad's goats as I did my own. So, but he was the first one I bought, and I was like, yeah, this is cool. So then I proceeded to get more after that. He's a mini La Mancha, so he's a miniature goat. He's got little gopher ears and big horns. And we've got his son on our farm. His name's Hank. Yeah, he's something else. Go like him on Facebook.
Nice.
We produce our own eggs, and we get to drink goat's milk, and we raise a garden. So a lot of times when we sit down at the supper table, we know where the biggest majority of our food comes from. So I thought Carl was too cool of a goat not to have his own theme song. Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. This here tune's about my best friend, whose friendship above all others transcends. Hanging out with him is such a blast. He keeps me entertained and he cuts my grass. He's got a big personality, he's pint-sized, and he saves me money on fertilizer. You won't find a weed in my fence row. I got the best looking yard on my robe. Some folk like dogs, some like cats. Thanks to him, I don't need none of that. I've never had a more loyal, multifaceted pal. Who's so much fun, it oughtn't be allowed, but he's my BFF. And I'm his back, and we keep it real. No matter the fact, I love acting silly with my Billy. Carl the Goat. Carl, He's entered in the internet age. We went and started in a Facebook page where we post sports predictions and our favorite quotes. He's got 138 likes, not bad for a goat. And he ain't shy when it comes to the ladies. He chases them around the pen, wants to practice making babies. If you ask me, he's got it all figured out. Ass and grass is all he cares about. With some folk like dogs, some like cats. But thanks to him, I don't need none of that. I've never had a more loyal, multifaceted pal. It's so much fun. It oughtn't be allowed, but he's my BFF. And I'm his back, and we keep it real. A matter of fact, I love acting silly with my Billy, Carl the Goat. Some folk like fish and some like parakeets, but all of those folk don't make sense to me. I like horns and hooves and what sounds so sweet is when Carl looks at me and the way he bleeds. Well, he's my BFF and I'm his back, and we keep it real. A matter of fact, I love acting silly with my Billy, Carl, my Billy Goat.
Just joined us? This is the music of John Newt on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
You're from Somerset. You are truly a Kentucky proud musician, like born and raised in Kentucky, all goats in Kentucky, you know.
Yes.
And the other thing too is interesting that you're talking about. You source a lot of your food.
It's fun. Sometimes it's more fun for me than it is the kids. They kind of go back and forth. Some days they're enthused about going out and working in the garden, and then other days it's just, you know, I don't want to do this. I want to sit inside and look at my tablet or my phone or whatever, you know. So then it becomes a chore. But with our two in particular, you know, like the last few years, that one's 8 and one's 14, so I've got to show them, starting with the seed. You know, we started in the spring and planted that seed, and they've got to watch the growth progress. And then, you know, you have to take care of it. You got to keep it weeded and watered. And then, you know, from that point you harvest, and then it makes it to your supper table. So, you know, it's like, we know where this green pepper came from, or this cucumber, or this green bean, or we know where this egg came from, you know. So there's no pesticides on it. If, you know, if that's the way you choose, you know, there's nothing added to it. It just is what it is, and you can trust that. And that's just the most amazing thing to me, you know. So, and I'm trying to pass it on, you know. And so hopefully one day, you know, our kids will, you know, maybe not necessarily look back on it and think about all those hot days that they were pulling weeds, but maybe the lessons they learned, and hopefully it's something that gets passed down to their kids, you know. So that's pretty cool. The beginning of my generation, we got to enjoy peacetime, but it was a short window. I've had to watch my friends go off to war, go off to fight, especially when things were at its height awareness in Afghanistan and Iraq. And you turn on the news and you'd hear about soldiers, U.S. soldiers being killed somewhere. I thought about them every day. The thing that kind of got to me is when I'd read about when our soldiers would come home and people would treat them mean, you know, be mean to them, be hateful. The world operates in different colors and different shades. A soldier, you know, he fights in black and white. He just sees things one way, defends our freedom and our country. Nothing simpler than a little child who's so innocent and meek and mild. He don't understand what his mom and dad is fighting for. Of course he cries when he hears, "I don't love you no more." it's so easy to lay it all down. And let the judge and lawyers sort the whole thing out. Bob, why can't I see my daddy every day? She says, sorry, baby, we can't work it out that way. In his world, there's only wrong and right. In his box of crayons, there's only black and white. You may ask, what makes him this way? Well, his heart won't love any other way. And he can't love in no shade of gray. Nothing harder for a soldier man to go off and find in his generation's now. We don't see what he sees in the fighting over there. And then he comes home to anti-war signs everywhere. Nothing so tasteless in a Kansas church. Who says a dead soldier's a good soldier? Man, that hurts. They pass their judgment, but their judgment is in vain. When they're a bunch of little nobodies, how to make a name? In his world, there's only wrong and right. In his box of crayons, there's red, blue, and white. You may ask, what makes him this way? Well, he was sworn to defend the USA. And he won't fight in no shade of gray. In his world, there's only wrong and right. In his box of crayons, there's red, blue, and white. You may ask, what makes him this way? Well, his heart won't work any other way. And he won't love in no shade of gray. He won't love in no shade of gray. No, he won't.
There's another particular sticker in which you have to be live to see that one. But the Master Musicians Festival is another thing that's also really a homegrown thing in Somerset.
Personally, I've got to perform at it five times. I've been pretty lucky, and the people on the board like me, and they're like a band that I've been in, you know, so we got asked to play. I got to meet some, you know, people due to that, got exposure due to that. And then just for the community in general, a lot of the people come together and check out the music. And they get to hear some locals that they may not normally go to hear. Of course, you'll have your familiar headliner or co-headliner or that familiar name that'll get people there. And but then, of course, they'll get exposed to somebody else. You know, like last year, for instance, I got to play in the Songwriter Social. The headliner was the Counting Crows, so that was pretty cool. I got to see the Counting Crows guy just from afar off. That, you know, I didn't even try to approach him, you know. But I was like, there's Sideshow Bob over there, you know. and the hair and everything. One band that was on the upswing or the upcoming band at that time was St. Paul and the Broken Bones. I'd heard of them, but I hadn't heard them. And so then I went online and checked them out before the festival. I was like, ooh, yeah. So you get the people that comes in the gate for the Counting Crows, but then they get to hear a band like St. Paul and the Broken Bones, which was, their set was just worth the price of admission to me. That, I mean, it was over with after that. And then in turn, if they get there early enough, they get to hear a little, you know, long-haired hippie like myself sing his silly song about his goat. So, you know, it's pretty cool, you know. This next song is about one of my best friends I ever had. His name was Elvis. And it's not the Elvis that you're thinking of. This guy's name was Elvis Smith. If you ever met this man, he'd make you forget about the other guy named Elvis. I remember the first time when I saw him, I was a little kid. I was looking at him when I met him at church. His shoes looked weird. And one of his shoes had a real thick sole on it. It looked like it was about 4 or 5 inches thick, the sole of his tennis shoe. And the other shoe was normal. And so me being a little kid, I'm like, why is he wearing that Herman Munster looking shoe just on one foot, you know? And he, of course, he walked with the limp. And so then I got to know Elvis from that point forward. So it turned out when Elvis was a young boy, he got hit by a coal truck. And he was in a body cast for a long time, like 6 months or something along them lines. Real long time being in a body cast. It broke several bones in his body, and it permanently messed up his back. Massive amounts of pain on a daily basis. I mean, he just took such a hard hit, there was no way a person could possibly rehabilitate fully. In all logic, Elvis should have probably never walked again, but he did. Those of us that were blessed to ever got to know Elvis, he was the type of person, when he walked in, he lit up the room. He had such just a wonderful personality, and he loved everybody. He'd make you feel good about being you. He called everybody hero. Everybody was his hero, whether he knew you or not. Elvis, him and my dad was real tight. Been 8 years ago, I think, next month. Elvis had a massive heart attack and didn't survive it, unfortunately. I miss him every day, and I think about him every day, just with my dad, you know, just the same as my dad. Well, the call came in about 7. You went home to the Lord. And after 50 years of living, you went to heaven. After 50 years, heaven's your reward. Well, I can't wait till I reach them gates. You'll be the first to meet me, and this I know. Well, I'll miss you, my friend, until we meet again. I miss you, Elvis, my hero. My hero, now the empty seat was found in a place. Well, the world don't shine so bright since you had to go, but heaven shines since you walked through them gates. Well, I can't wait till I reach them gates. You'll be the first to meet me, this I know. And I'll miss you, my friend, until we meet again. I miss you, Elvis, my hero. And I'll miss you, my friend, until we meet again. I miss you, Elvis, my hero.
roll.
You mentioned that Elvis, the famous Elvis for you, Elvis Smith, your mom's here and your life partner's here, help you kind of shape some of these songs. Each of them kind of give you like a little different lens to look through from their kind of their perspective or, you know, something like that.
I've got a song in the works right now I've been working on. It's not ready for me to play out. It's not complete, but I play with a lot of different people. And this one guy in particular, he's quite a bit younger than me. He's 23 years old. And I play with him in several different groups. We do like a three-piece blues trio, and I play bass. I'm not 23 years old. I'm not going to tell how old I am, but 23 was a while back, you know. And so then I went through some of these growing pains with him, some of the same things I went through whenever I was 23, 21 years old. I've been playing with him since before he was 21. And so, you know, we'd set up and we'd go play, man. It'd be some of these places, it wouldn't be three people there. And he would just get bummed out, you know. And he'd talk to me about it. And he'd just be real bummed. I was like, yeah, I know, man. But I was like, there's going to come a time when you're older, you're going to look back on these experiences. You're going to be older. You might have a wife. You might have some kids. You're going to have responsibilities. And you're going to look back on these times. Part of you will wish you could go back to it, you know. So I was like, don't wish your life away thinking about, if I make it, it's going to be all grand and it's going to be great. Don't wish your life away, because it might not just be what you think it's going to be when you get there, if you get there. So enjoy the journey. And that's what the premise of the song is. Boy, I really sold that song up well. I need to finish it now. I'm working on it. But that's one song in particular.
That high noon, I pulled out the driveway and headed north up the interstate. Got a gig at a cafe down on the other one, Cincinnati way. I hit the gas and I watched my heart disappear in my rear view. It's almost showtime and I gotta shake these lonely Queen City blues. Got those Queen City blues. Tonight I'm gonna be a big star, but I'm breaking down in this motel room. Keep your fame, keep your money, 'cause on the sheet she's at home and I'm all alone with the Queen City
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with John New, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. For information on our guests and our program, we're on the web at redbarnradio.com. We're back after this break. This is Red Barn Radio. Thank you. Welcome back. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with John New.
When I miss some words and I look to her, it'd be an empty chair. Home's where the heart's at. Tonight that rings true. It's almost showtime and I gotta shake these lonely Queen City blues. I got those Queen City blues. Tonight I'm gonna be a big star, but I'm breaking down in this motel room. Keep your fame, keep your money, 'cause only she will do. She's at home and I'm all alone with a Queen City blue. Keep your fame, keep your money, 'cause only she will do. She's at home and I'm all alone with a Queen City blue.
And I missed a few things, but what I missed the most was home cooking. I probably talked about missing home cooking more than I did anything.
Society's definition of beauty, in my humble opinion, is just wrong, it's been wrong. And they say these real thin girls are cuties, but she ain't got meat on the bones, means she ain't got me home. Don't call me home unless you got me bummed. I can sump up all that maple syrup when I'm done. What drives me crazy is a woman who can fix biscuits and gravy, buttermilk pancakes and fat bacon on the side. Grease up the frying pan. Don't call me, huh? Unless you got me bun. I can sump up all that maple syrup when I'm done. What drives me crazy is a woman who can fix biscuits and gravy, buttermilk pancakes and fat bacon on the side. You got me bun. I can sump up all that maple syrup when I'm done. What drives me crazy is a woman who can fix biscuits and gravy, buttermilk pancakes and fat bacon on the side. Buttermilk pancakes and fat bacon. And don't forget the hash browns and the black coffee on the side.
For whatever reason, my mother doesn't make any music. She sings a little bit. But she always pushed me and my sister toward music. And so then my older sister, or the only sister I have, she's older than me, Mom made her take lessons, and then she made me take lessons. Well, my sister, way better piano player than I ever dreamed of ever being. She can sight read. So my sister was playing one day at church when Mom was cleaning, and I was 6 years old. She's playing a song we'd heard at church, and I started singing. And my mother and my sister, they realized that I was singing on key and actually knew a little bit about what I was doing. They thought I was cute, so they got me up to sing in church. So that's where I got my start singing in front of people. I was singing in church when I was six. And I got to go on my dad's radio show, the Denham Street Baptist Church. He had it on the radio every hour on Sunday afternoons. And so I got to sing on there a few times when I was a little kid. So that's a pretty neat experience as well.
You got started essentially on piano as like your touches, but now you play solo and you also play bass for some bands. What is that fine line between, you know, being that solo musician and then kind of falling in the ranks, so to speak, with, you know, a band?
I enjoy both. I enjoy being in the spotlight. I enjoy being the side guy, you know, or the role player. Both has its perks. Both has its downside. When all the spotlight's on you, of course, you know, the pressure's on you, of course. Playing by yourself, like what I've been doing, I enjoy that because that gives me some freedom. If I, you know, wanted to throw a key change in the middle of a song, I can do that or take a left turn. But then I like playing in a band, within a band too, because that's fun, bouncing off other people musically. I play in a country band back home full time right now, Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds. I play bass. I go in and I play with a good group of guys, and we have a blast. There's been some other bands I've been in. We play, well, like the Flint Ridge Millers. We played pretty hot and heavy for a year and then take a break. I go book me some side acoustic shows or whatever, you know, so I get a real good taste of everything. This next song I'm going to do is a song I wrote. It's a song that I wrote about my father. Pastored several churches. He passed away, unfortunately, 2 years ago. Still to this day, very well known back where we're from, Pulaski County. He pastored there and preached there for almost 60 years up until the day he passed. Somebody said to me one time that they thought that my dad had married, buried, or baptized everybody in Pulaski County. So that's where I got the idea of this song. Well, they named that boy John, born a poor dirt farmer's son. The hills of Wayne County's where that man of God comes from. He grew up to be an old-time preacher man, never wanting fortune and fame. Born to lead and lost to Jesus, to glorify the good Lord's name. Brother knew ain't got the blues, cause he works for the King. He don't have all that he wanted, he don't need anything. He could have been the president, answered the call. Brother News married on Barry, baptized us all. Brother New don't have a uniform, he puts up at Days End. He's on call 24/7 to be a shining light to him. He stands firm in what he believes in, by the book he does live. Tell your sins to Jesus, he is faithful to forgive. Brother New ain't got the blue, cause he works for the King. He don't have all that he wanted, he don't need anything.
could have been the president, but he answered the call. Brother News married on Barry and baptized us all. At the Denham Street Church House, Brother Noon gave the altar call, and a little boy came down. Well, he led him through the sinner's prayer. The boy's soul was washed clean. All of heaven and Brother Noon rejoiced, 'cause that little boy was me. Brother Noon ain't got the blues, 'cause he works for the king. He don't have all that he wanted, he don't need anything. He could have been the president, but he answered the call. Brother News married old Barry and baptized us all. He could have been the president, but he answered the call. Brother News married on Barry and baptized us all. Well, they named that boy John, born a poor dirt farmer's son. The hills in Wayne County's where that man of God comes from.
I'm looking at a sticker of the namesake that signed your guitar, Billy Joe Shaver.
Yeah.
How does, you know, growing up in the church and getting started there, you know, still affect, you know, your music today?
My dad started Denham Street Baptist Church. Him and, I don't know, 20-some people, and my mom. My mom and my dad started this church back in 72 or 3, and my dad pastored there up until the day he died. For 39 years, my dad was the pastor there. Man, that was just my early music experience and influences started there. I grew up hearing the hymns, of course, you know, Amazing Grace, Just As I Am, Sweet By and By. Of course, I learned hearing all that. Not only did I hear that, I also heard harmony. So there was more than just the song going on. My little ears was hearing my uncle sing this part, or my cousin sing this part, or my sister sing this part. I could hear it even then, you know. So then that's another way, some of my early musical influence, I learned to sing harmony. There was a man that started coming to our church when I was a little kid, and his name was Alan Bruin, and he played guitar. And he was left-handed, and he played a right-handed guitar upside down, right? And him and his family started coming to our church, and he had a daughter and his wife sung with him, and his son played with him some. They had like a family gospel group. They started coming to our church, and he started playing guitar and accompanied the piano player along with the choir. He would bring his guitar, and sometimes he would leave his guitar behind. Like if he played on a Wednesday night, he would just leave it there, and it would be there for him Sunday morning because he had one at home. Well, my mom cleaned the church, still cleans the church to this day. So sometimes she would take me to, you know, with her when she cleaned the church. So when I was 13, I was there, and I was probably supposed to be helping her clean, truth be known. Stumble up on this guitar, and I'd been intrigued by guitar, and I took piano lessons up until that point, but it still just didn't, piano just wasn't getting it for me, you know? I was wanting to be out playing ball or doing something else. I saw he left his guitar, and I was been intrigued, so I pulled his guitar out of the case, like, oh, this is so wrong, I probably shouldn't even be touching his guitar. I started figuring out chords, you know, not like overnight, of course, no, but you know, probably that first time I picked it up, I remembered I figured out an E chord, you know, and I figured out E minor to E major, you know. And I was like, I was just like, wow, you know, and it bit me. I made sure I started going with my mom every time she cleaned, and I'd sneak and I'd get his guitar out and I'd figure out more chords, you know, and then there was a course during that prep, you know, that first little bit of me figuring it out, that I strummed a chord and I could hear people cheering. Even though it was just in my head, I strummed that chord and I could hear people cheering, and I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do, you know. And so then that just alone, you know, if there hadn't been a Denham Street Baptist Church, if there hadn't been a man named Alan Bruin that left his guitar behind, I may not even be sitting here. I know I probably beat that man's guitar to death and out of tune. And he actually was going to take it home, not knowing that I'd been playing it. My mom told him. And that man left that guitar there just so I could play it and learn on it until I got my own, you know, that following Christmas. That's just it.
That's very cool.
Times are tough, you know how it goes. The next big thing doing the sidewalk show. Living out of a tip jar, blues again. Reach in your pocket, if you will. I got a pack a day habit, gotta pay some bills. Living out of a tip jar, blues again. You see, I got this old car that's getting me round. But if she were a horse, we done put her down. Living out of a tip jar, blues again. I'm not low down, but I'm getting low. I wrote a song about it, I'd like to hear it, here it go. Living out of a tip jar, blues again. Well, I know Willie, and I know Hank. I know some skinner, but hey, no thanks. I gotta eat, I gotta pay my rent. Your donation's already well spent. Well, I like to sing Shaver, I like to sing Pride, and indulge myself and do a few of mine. Living out of a tip jar, blues again. Swallow my pride, my artistic integrity's up for compromise. Living out of a tip jar, blues again. Reach in your pocket for a $20 bill. I'll do a heartfelt rendition of Margaritaville. Living out of a tip jar, blues again. I'll do dueling banjos and one guitar. I'll sing that Doobie Brothers song and sing all them parts. Living out of a tip jar, blues again. I'll do Rocky Top and David Allen Coe and that song about a wagon by Old Crow Med Show. But if you request Nickelback, I must say no. Well, I know Willie, and I know Hank. I know some Skinner, but hey, no thanks. I gotta eat, I gotta pay my rent. Your donation's already well spent. Well, I like to sing Shaver, like to sing Pride, and indulge myself, do a few of mine. Living out of tip jar, blues again, again and again. Living out of a tip jar, blues again, again and again. Living out of a tip jar, blues again.
Just joined us? It's an evening of great performances with John New. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
When did you start growing your beard for the first time?
There's a story behind that.
Ooh, I like stories.
I've been a starving, struggling musician all my adult life and part of my adolescent years. And so I've had to maintain several odds and ends jobs in order to keep this whole thing going. I've delivered pizzas, dug graves, built houses, worked grocery stores, been a janitor, you name it. My last actual legitimate job that I had, I worked at a pizza place. One of their store things was you couldn't have a beard. and or long hair for that matter. So I worked there for 4 years. I got to play a lot of cool gigs because of the leniency and the flexibility of the scheduling, and made some money, made a living, but I had to keep my hair cut and keep my head or my face clean shaven. And so then towards the end of that tenure with the place, I told him, I said, whenever I quit, I'm gonna grow the biggest, awfulest looking beard you've ever seen and let my hair grow. So that's why I've got this. I've shaved it once in the last 4 years, but I trim it up. You know, sometimes it just gets so out there and you gotta kind of take care of the wild, scarly looking hairs, you know. I didn't really set out to grow my hair out. I just quit getting haircuts for a few months. I used to keep it real short. It started not meeting protocol at the old job. And so then I'd get up and I'd start to head to work, and me and the girlfriend, we'd spend time trying to hide my hair up underneath my hat. So then the whole idea of the song came to play one time. And I said, I gotta hide my hippie. And so there you go, there's the premise, there's the idea behind this song.
Minimum wage warrants minimum effort, and it all seems fair. But my minimum wage buys me bread and water. I can't afford to cut my hair. The pink slip me. I gotta hide my hippie. I gotta hide my hippie. What you think about that? I gotta stuff my ponytail up underneath my hat. They ain't clipping me. I gotta hide my hippie. Pennies a day will I alone can feed a hungry kid, or give my dollar to some fat barber who don't look like he needs it. He ain't clipping me. I gotta hide my hippie. I gotta hide my hippie. What do you think about that? I gotta stuff my ponytail up on underneath my hat. Damn, Skippy. Gotta hide my hippie. I head to the church to be the focus point of critical stares. It turns out some of God's good people got a problem with the length of my hair. And then it hits me, Jesus looked like a hippie. I gotta hide my hippie, even though it's not a sin, cause the Savior man had long hair too. And man, crucified him. Pass the hat to me, brother. I gotta hide my hippie. Dang, Skippy. I gotta hide my hippie.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank our guest, Jonathan New, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. And those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, to our live studio audience, that is the best seat in the house, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall and Arts Place in beautiful downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our artist and program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, your host of Red Barn Radio, and until next time, keep it spinning.
no place like the roads and hills I know. When I am home, I'll be found resting on my Kentucky ground. Outside my door, I breathe in beauty about springing up from my Kentucky ground. You ain't lived till you laid on the bluegrass starry sky, and you ain't clean till by Kentucky waters you've been baptized. Bluegrass roots, any storm of life where you can withstand. Hills and trees, folk and the life made me the man I am. In my travels, where I roam, no place like the roads and hills I know. Come what may, well, I'll be found standing firm on my Kentucky ground. When God calls me home, lay me down, lay me back down in that Kentucky ground.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank John New for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.